morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap quickly of the final T20 between New Zealand and Pakistan. It's a five-match T20 international series between these two nations. New Zealand do not have their main team. Most of their players are playing in the IPL. Pakistan did have a couple of injuries. Rizwan's out for the rest of the series. There's another guy who was out due to an injury. Pakistan won the first, so this first game was no result, only two deliveries happened in the game, match was reduced to five overs, then it was rained out. The first three matches, all of them occurred at the Rawalpindi Cricket Stadium, or International Cricket Stadium, Rawalpindi. The second match, Pakistan won easily by 7 wickets, and bowled New Zealand out for 90-odd. Muhammad Amir was really good, so was Shane Shafridi. And, the spinners did their job. The bowlers, all of them, did their job. And Rizwan just got the chase. It wasn't a difficult chase. They just had to, just needed a smart innings. Nothing too stupid, and that's it. They got the chase done. Done and dusted. And then third T20, New Zealand. Well, Mark Chapman was absolutely brilliant. And Pakistan's fielding was disappointing. They dropped 3 catches, and three of them were off Mark Chapman. A bit of ordinary fielding as well. And yeah, Pakistan were basically, they lost to New Zealand in the third T20. The series was level at 1-1. And now New Zealand have taken a 2-1 lead in the series, meaning they cannot lose the series. It can only be a drawn series for Pakistan, or they'll lose the series to New Zealand altogether. The last game actually occurred at Lahore, at the, what's it called, Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. The last T20 will happen at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore as well. Yeah, a bit to play for. There is the World Cup coming up in just a touch over a month's time now. We're nearly at the start of May. We're just about at the end of April. How about that? Time really does fly, doesn't it? So New Zealand. I think this will be New Zealand's last T20 series before the T20 World Cup. They're also going to announce their T20 World Cup squad today. Provided there's no changes, there's no injuries or anything like that in the months or weeks leading up to the T20 World Cup, New Zealand should be good. I think they'll be the first team to announce their squad. So yeah, they'll be the first team to announce their World Cup squad. They'll be announcing it at 2:30 PM New Zealand time. Right now it's 12 PM New Zealand time. So just about 2.5 hours, we'll find out what New Zealand's World Cup squad is. And T20 World Cup squad is, and that'll be an interesting one as well. Also, New Zealand will be aiming to win it. If they win the series 3-1, then there's a lot of question marks on Pakistan. Pakistan and their fans and a lot of cricket fans will have question marks on Pakistan if they lose this match and lose the series, because that'll be a bit of a surprise, really, if they lose it. I mean, it's a surprise New Zealand won 2 matches in total, to be honest, but yeah. Pakistan were talking a lot before the start of the series that they were going to whitewash New Zealand. They were going to, they felt it was an insult that New Zealand was sending their second string team to Pakistan for a T20 series, but it is what it is. Speaking of that, New Zealand bowled first. They were going to chase. They were going to chase. Last game was a tense one. New Zealand won with just a big couple of runs. Not many runs. They won by about 4 runs or something. Yeah, 4 runs. It was a thriller. Went down to the final ball. New Zealand aiming to win the series 3-1 now. And Pakistan, well, they just want to get a consolation winning level the series. Pakistan also, after this series, they have a T20 series against Ireland, a 3-match T20 series in Ireland, I think it is. They have to go over there and play. Then they're going to play England in England for a 4-match T20 series just a couple of days out before the actual T20 World Cup starts. So they're trying to prepare hard for the T20 World Cup. I do kind of respect the fact that they are playing against international teams to prepare for the T20 World Cup, which is good, because most teams will be playing... Most teams will just go into warm-up games, to be honest, like South Africa, New Zealand now with this T20 series. I don't know if there are a few, I think a few of the guys will be playing the T20 World Cup, but not all of them from this squad. They might have a couple guys on standby as well, just in case someone gets injured. But really, I don't see many of these guys that are playing right now in Pakistan playing for New Zealand in the T20 World Cup squad. Maybe Neesham, maybe Mark Chapman. Who else would be there? Sodhi, I'd see, and probably maybe Michael Bracewell. Michael Bracewell's been out with an injury for a while. This is his first series back for New Zealand, so I don't know if they're really going to take the gamble with him, but see what happens there. Will O'Rourke might be an outside chance. He might be an outside chance, I reckon, playing the T20 World Cup. But it'll be an interesting to see how the Kiwis go with that. Pakistan are the only team that might be playing consistent international cricket. Bangladesh do play some matches against USA and Canada. Tri-series tournament, I think they're playing, or a couple of matches in the USA before the World Cup, just to get used to the conditions over there. And then also the, unless their games are playing in the West Indies, I really probably want to play in the West Indies one day, but no, they're playing over there. That it is what it is. And they're also going to be playing a T20 series against Zimbabwe, who are not playing the T20 World Cup, who didn't qualify, which is very disappointing for the Zimbabweans. Uganda qualified. Uganda beat Zimbabwe, and they qualified in the African qualifiers along with Namibia. So disappointing for Zimbabwe, but yeah, it is what it is. But they'll be playing T20 series against... against Bangladesh. And then Bangladesh play USA and Canada as well. So that'll be an interesting series, I reckon. Unless someone decides to host a series or something just before. Because then it'll just be warm-up matches and then they just get stuck into it for most of it. But anyway, so we'll leave that for another time. Just going to quickly get back to the review. So, Pakistan, batting first. New Zealand won the toss, selected to field first. No debutants for either team in this match. The venue, of course, like I mentioned, is the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. So, Babar Azam, who's been a bit out of form in this series, scored a brilliant half-century. Shows why he's one of the best T20 players Pakistan's ever had. One of the best T20 players going around. Solid innings from him. 29 years of age, he'll be 30 years of age at the end of this, towards the end of the year. So he's been around for a while. Bab Azam, lovely half century from him. He's only about 120. He's 177 runs away from a milestone of 4,000 T20 international runs. 34th T20 international 50 to go along with 300s. Brilliant performance from him again. So in his T20 career, but he's been about out of form in recent in this series. But well done to Bab Azam. Good innings from him. Just provided a stability up the top of the order and let the others work around him. Fakhar Zaman, I reckon he's made a case to play in the T20 World Cup. Coming in for Mohammad Rizwan, who's injured, I reckon he's definitely just giving himself a bit of a chance here. Likes playing against New Zealand. 43 of 33 balls, 4 fours, 1 6 at a strikeout of 130.30 for Fakhar Zaman. And Usman Khan got off to a start, didn't quite carry on. 31 of 24 balls, 3 fours, 1 6, strikeout of 129.16. Wicket keeper for this match. Don't know if he'll be selected for the T20 World Cup squad, and they might back him, but maybe have him as a backup keeper, but they know what Pakistan's going to do there. Bab Azam, 69 of 44 balls, 6 fours, 2 sixes at a strikeout of 156.81. Really good innings from him. New Zealand conceded 9 extras with the ball. Shadab Khan also at the end, just a little cameo. So all 4 of these batsmen reached double figures. Shadab Khan, 15 of not out of 5 balls, 1 4 and a 6, strikeout of 100 to end the innings. Get Pakistan to a decent total, a good total of 178 for 5 off 20 overs at a run rate of 8.90 runs and over. 9 extras conceded by New Zealand with the ball. 1 leg by... 1 no ball and 7 wides. Wicket apiece for Will O'Rourke. Will O'Rourke, again, the most economical bowler for New Zealand. He's the most economical bowler in this game. 1 for 25 off 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 6.25 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides. Didn't bowl a no ball. Wicket for Ben Sears was pretty expensive, though. Zach Folkes, slightly expensive. 1 wicket for him, though. And then you've got Chris. Michael Brace will bother a couple overs. Was a bit expensive. And each 30, one for 30 or 40 over, or four overs, sorry. One for 30 or four overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 7.50 runs and over. Then bowl of water and over. So good start from each 30. Jimmy Neesham, expensive one over, but he got a wicket in the end. So a bit of a mixed bag there for the Kiwis with the ball. Standouts were Ish Sodhi and Will O'Rourke with the ball. That's what I mean with Will O'Rourke. So when I said just a bit earlier that I see him maybe being an outside chance of playing for the World Cup, for the Black Caps in the World Cup, might be an outside chance. Yes, you can't really say it off three performances, but can't really just say off three performances he's going to be there, but there might be an outside chance he could play. If he's fit and healthy, I reckon he's an outside chance. He can bowl it quick as well. And that tall, he's a tall guy, bit of awkward bounce, might be a bit of a problem in the West Indies, the big man. He's had a very impressive start to his international career in all three formats. He's shown some really good sides that he belongs to, he belongs to the Black Cap squad in all three formats. Still very young. He's got plenty of time to improve. 22 years of age, yeah, he's got plenty of time. And Zach Folkes, he's 21 years of age. Canterbury teammate, were for Will O'Rourke, right arm medium, right arm fast medium bowler, all round the bowling all rounder there, Zach Folkes. Yeah, he's got something about him, Zach Folkes. But still early days in his career as well. Has struggled a bit in this T20 series, but. Yeah, that's just his first couple of matches in international cricket, so see what he can do in the future. Good first-class career, first-class and domestic record, really. But, Zach Folkes won't be played. He'll be a part of the Black Cap squad in the future, I reckon. Probably not the World Cup, unless something really drastic happens to the Black Caps, but yeah, definitely one. He'll get a few more chances in the future, especially with the way the T20 schedules are around the world, T20 league schedules are. Yeah, so he'll get a few opportunities for the Black Caps in the future, for sure. New Zealand batting second. Tim Seifert scored a brilliant half century. Really good it is from here. 52 off 33 balls, 7 fours, 2 sixes, and a strike rate of 157.57. Really good innings from him. Josh Clarkson tried his best, 38 not out of 26 balls, 3 fours, 2 sixes, strike rate of 146.15. Michael Brace will the captain, move up to number 3. 23 off 21 balls, 2 fours and a 6, strike rate of 109.52. And Mark Chapman couldn't quite go into second gear though. 12 off 12 balls, 1 4, no 6s, strike rate of 100. Cole McConkey was in the middle, but he didn't even bowl. That's interesting. Well, he didn't even bowl Cole McConkey. That's a very interesting decision there when you have him there. You could have used him as an extra bowler, but not to me. They didn't even use Josh Clarkson. But it is what it is. Had some bowling options there, Michael Bracewell, but decided not to go ahead with some of them. New Zealand unfortunately tried their best, but they fell short in the end. 169 all out, apologies, in 19.2 overs, at a run rate of 8.74 runs and over. 13 extras conceded by Pakistan. That's something they want to touch up on in the future as well. 2 leg byes, 1 no ball and 10 wides. 2 wickets for Sabir Amir, he was outstanding. Economical bowler for Pakistan. Well, second most economical after Ahmad Wasim. But Ahmad Wasim was good. 1 for 5 off 1 over. No main overs. Economy rate of 5 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or an over. Shadab Khan was pretty good. 1 for 15 off 2 overs. No main overs. Economy rate of 7.50 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or an over. And 2 Asad Mamir, 2 for 21 off 4 overs. 1 maiden over. Economy rate of 5.25 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide. Didn't bowl an over. But the pick of the bowlers for the Pakistanis was their star bowler, Shahin Shah Afridi. Man of the match performance from him, 4 for 30 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 7.50 runs and over. Bowl 2 wides and then bowl no ball. Outstanding stuff from him, though. Yeah, Freddy, really good stuff from Shochar, Freddy. Yeah, I've got 81 wickets in T20 international cricket. He's 19 wickets away from a milestone of 100 wickets. If he does that, then he's got 100 wickets in all three formats, tests, ODIs, and T20. Then he'll have it in T20s. So really good early on in his career. He's only 24, so he's got plenty of time to just get better and better. And Shohan Shafridi, that's his second four-wicket haul in his T20 international cricket career. Probably his best figures. Is it his best figures in T20 cricket? No, it isn't. It will be his second best figures. But yeah, second or third T20 international wicket. International four-wicket haul for him. Really good stuff from Shohan Shafridi. Tim Seifert, what do we say about him? That is now his ninth T20 international 50. So really good stuff from Tim Seifert. And Diamond Duck for Will O'Rourke. He was run out for a Diamond Duck. Zachary Folks was bowled for a Golden Duck. And Pakistan's innings, no one was dismissed for a duck. So yeah, disappointing stuff. Those two future starts for New Zealand, I reckon, but probably not with a bat. No, not so much. Well, Zach Folks can bat a bit, like I mentioned, but yeah, well, O'Rourke probably more just a guy who can occupy one end. But yeah, New Zealand unfortunately losing the last couple of wickets pretty cheaply. They were 125 for five. After 14.2 overs, losing their last couple of wickets pretty cheaply. The last five wickets for just 44 runs. And that too in the space of five overs. So, yeah, in the space of five overs, you lose five wickets for 44 runs. Yeah, it's a bit of a loss there. Pakistan level the series. They win by 9 runs. Shohan Shafridi out of the match, and the series is leveled. Who's the player of the series? And the player of the series is Shohan Shafridi, which is interesting. I don't know about that one, but it is what it is. Anyways, guys, that's a wrap. Thank you very much for your time. We'll be covering some T20s and also some rugby this week. Also, I will release the schedule for the first 2 or 3 weeks of my live streaming for the T20 World Cup. I will be doing some live streams for the first couple of weeks. Do stay tuned for that. That's going to be good. And until next time, it's bye for now.